Variant 10.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. We are lucky with the weather today, aren't we?
Yes, this family outing was planned long ago. And at last it's warm and sunny. Even the animals look somehow pleased and happy.
Do you think they can feel happy in their enclosures when crowds of people are watching them?
Stop it! I don't approve of keeping animals out of their natural environments. But we're here to educate the kids. To show them the wild animals. And where are the kids, by the way?
Don't worry. They are there, buying their ice cream. Dialogue B.
Oh, he is so cute. I've always wanted to have a kitten.
Our parrot seems to think otherwise. He looks worried and hasn't eaten anything since morning.
No, don't say that. The cat and the birds will be very good friends, I'm sure. We can put the cat's bed right here in the living room. And the parrot can live on the terrace for a while, can't he?
No, it's cold there at night. I think we should ask your Aunt Polly for some advice. She is a biology teacher, isn't she?
Oh, yes. She's been working at school for many years already. And she knows everything about animals.
Dialogue C. Oh, this is a nice puppy. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He has refused food since yesterday morning. And he doesn't want to play. My kids are very upset about it.
Okay, let me take his temperature. Right, he's running a temperature and it looks like an insect bite. Did you walk him somewhere in the wood or in the park?
We were in the park a few days ago. I collected my kids from school and we enjoyed a long walk in the park, together with the puppy, of course. Why do you ask?
Dialogue D. Anyway, I don't think it was a good idea to take the dog with us.
Why? Look, he's enjoying being out. He's chasing the birds and the butterflies. But he's so clumsy. Even the butterflies don't take him seriously.
But it's not safe for him. He hasn't had all his vaccinations yet. Any school child knows that running in the grass under the trees is not safe for a non-vaccinated puppy.
Okay, you are probably right. Let's sit down for a short while on that bench. I'll finish my ice cream and we'll be off.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. We are lucky with the weather today, aren't we?
Yes, this family outing was planned long ago. And at last it's warm and sunny. Even the animals look somehow pleased and happy.
Do you think they can feel happy in their enclosures when crowds of people are watching them?
Stop it! I don't approve of keeping animals out of their natural environments. But we're here to educate the kids, to show them the wild animals. And where are the kids, by the way?
Don't worry. They are there, buying their ice cream. Dialogue B.
Oh, he is so cute. I've always wanted to have a kitten.
Our parrot seems to think otherwise. He looks worried and hasn't eaten anything since morning.
No, don't say that. The cat and the birds will be very good friends, I'm sure. We can put the cat's bed right here in the living room. And the parrot can live on the terrace for a while, can't he?
No, it's cold there at night. I think we should ask your Aunt Polly for some advice. She is a biology teacher, isn't she?
Oh, yes. She's been working at school for many years already. And she knows everything about animals.
Dialogue C. Oh, this is a nice puppy. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He has refused food since yesterday morning. And he doesn't want to play. My kids are very upset about it.
Okay, let me take his temperature. Right, he's running a temperature and it looks like an insect bite. Did you walk him somewhere in the wood or in the park?
We were in the park a few days ago. I collected my kids from school and we enjoyed a long walk in the park, together with the puppy, of course. Why do you ask?
Dialogue D. Anyway, I don't think it was a good idea to take the dog with us.
Why? Look, he's enjoying being out. He's chasing the birds and the butterflies. But he's so clumsy. Even the butterflies don't take him seriously.
But it's not safe for him. He hasn't had all his vaccinations yet. Any school child knows that running in the grass under the trees is not safe for a non-vaccinated puppy.
Okay, you are probably right. Let's sit down for a short while on that bench. I'll finish my ice cream and we'll be off.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I live in a big city, and unfortunately, we cannot avoid the typical big city problems like air pollution, noise, and traffic jams. I find this lifestyle very stressful, and when I have time, I go to the park not far from my house. Though it's almost in the centre of the city, it's very quiet, with old trees. The park is large. There are beautiful flowers everywhere. People walk along the lanes. Children play in the playgrounds. It's difficult to find something more relaxing, and I just love being there. Speaker B.
I noticed that shop when I was parking my car. It was a flower shop with bouquets and pot plants displayed in its large window. I came in and, for some reason, I bought two cactuses. I had never grown cactuses before, but those were so cute that I couldn't resist. I placed them on the writing desk in my room, and now there is a large collection of cactuses in my house. I exchange the plants with other fans and often look on the internet for more information on them.
Speaker C. It will look different. It will be big, but it will be spacious and clean. Pollution won't be a problem because there will only be electric cars on the streets and they do not pollute the air. People will never litter the streets, and there will be flowers everywhere. They will grow in the parks, on the streets, even on the roofs of the houses. There will also be lots of robots doing some cleaning jobs, selling food and drinks and other things. Speaker D.
Like most people in cities, I have a very intense lifestyle. I enjoy living in a big city. It's interesting and exciting, but I feel really tired now, and I'm looking forward to the summer. I'm going to spend it in a quiet village with my grandparents. They live in a nice house, surrounded with fruit trees and nice flowers. There's a river nearby, and I want to go fishing there. My friends may say that it will be boring, but I feel it will do me good and will sort of recharge me.
Speaker E. I believe some cities are turning into a difficult place to live in. Along with the comfort city life brings us, we also have to experience its negative sides. Everyday stress, noise, water, and air pollution. Thousands of cars make the air difficult to breathe. Factories and plants also produce a lot of poisonous gases. They get into the air and water, which is harmful for trees and flowers too. We all need to do something about it. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A. I live in a big city, and unfortunately, we cannot avoid the typical big city problems like air pollution, noise, and traffic jams. I find this lifestyle very stressful, and when I have time, I go to the park not far from my house. Though it's almost in the centre of the city, it's very quiet, with old trees. The park is large. There are beautiful flowers everywhere. People walk along the lanes. Children play in the playgrounds. It's difficult to find something more relaxing, and I just love being there. Speaker B.
I noticed that shop when I was parking my car. It was a flower shop with bouquets and pot plants displayed in its large window. I came in and, for some reason, I bought two cactuses. I had never grown cactuses before, but those were so cute that I couldn't resist. I placed them on the writing desk in my room, and now there is a large collection of cactuses in my house. I exchange the plants with other fans and often look on the internet for more information on them.
Speaker C. It will look different. It will be big, but it will be spacious and clean. Pollution won't be a problem because there will only be electric cars on the streets and they do not pollute the air. People will never litter the streets and there will be flowers everywhere. They will grow in the parks, on the streets, even on the roofs of the houses. There will also be lots of robots doing some cleaning jobs, selling food and drinks and other things. Speaker D.
Like most people in cities, I have a very intense lifestyle. I enjoy living in a big city. It's interesting and exciting, but I feel really tired now, and I'm looking forward to the summer. I'm going to spend it in a quiet village with my grandparents. They live in a nice house, surrounded with fruit trees and nice flowers. There's a river nearby, and I want to go fishing there. My friends may say that it will be boring, but I feel it will do me good and will sort of recharge me.
Speaker E. I believe some cities are turning into a difficult place to live in. Along with the comfort city life brings us, we also have to experience its negative sides. Everyday stress, noise, water, and air pollution. Thousands of cars make the air difficult to breathe. Factories and plants also produce a lot of poisonous gases. They get into the air and water, which is harmful for trees and flowers too. We all need to do something about it. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор Майи и Кена. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Well, hi. You're Ken, aren't you?
Yes, that's me.
I'm Maya. Maya Peterson.
Nice to meet you, Miss Peterson. I called you yesterday morning and you said that I could come today.
Right, yes. You can call me Maya. We're not very formal here. And sit down, please.
Thank you.
Well, I've read your CV. You say you are looking for a summer job.
Yes, one of my friends works for your pizzeria, and he says there are some vacancies for students here. He is on his gap year and is happy to have a job to support himself.
I see. And you are still at school, aren't you?
Yes, it's going to be my last year at school. After finishing it, I'm going to university, I hope.
And you are going to spend your last summer holidays with us working? And how about trips, entertainment, and hanging out with friends?
Well,
What I mean is that I want to be sure you won't give up your job just because you've got bored or your plans have changed.
Yes, I understand.
By the way, what sort of career are you going to pursue? If you are talking about university, you've already chosen what you want to do in later life, have you?
Yes, my ambition is a career in robotics.
Right. It sounds ambitious. Decades ago, everyone wanted to be pilots and sailors. Now it's computing and robotics. I'm afraid soon we'll stop hiring people and only robots will be working in our pizzeria.
It's quite probable, actually. Robotics is developing very fast. There are already machines that are able to do simple jobs, and for your pizzeria too.
Are there?
Yes, and I have an idea to design a special mechanical hand that can set and clear the tables.
Oh, sounds interesting. But we'll have to talk about your innovative ideas later, okay? Now, let's get down to business.
Right.
You will be delivering pizza to our customers. Only the orders within our neighbourhood. Are you good at riding a bicycle?
No, I think it was 5 years ago when I last rode a bike. Why?
Because delivering pizza by bike is easier and quicker.
Oh, I think I can get back my cycling skills quickly, and I can borrow a bike from my cousin. He has switched to jogging and doesn't need it anyway.
No need. We'll provide you with a bicycle. Do you do any sport at all?
Yes, I play tennis regularly. I have even taken part in a few tennis tournaments and took third prize twice.
Good. Your working day starts from 10 a.m. If you come a bit earlier, you can have your breakfast here. We provide it for free for all our employees. It is served from 9 till 10 a.m. So if you come later, then sorry, no breakfast for you.
I've got it.
In your CV, you wrote that you need a job for July, August, and 2 weeks in September only, right?
Well, my plans have changed a bit. We are going for a trip in early September, so...
Yes, I understand. From the 1st of July till the 31st of August. Will that do?
Yes, it's the perfect time for me.
OK. Now about your payment and other conditions.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Well, hi. You're Ken, aren't you?
Yes, that's me.
I'm Maya. Maya Peterson.
Nice to meet you, Miss Peterson. I called you yesterday morning and you said that I could come today.
Right, yes. You can call me Maya. We're not very formal here. And sit down, please.
Thank you.
Well, I've read your CV. You say you are looking for a summer job.
Yes, one of my friends works for your pizzeria, and he says there are some vacancies for students here. He is on his gap year and is happy to have a job to support himself.
I see. And you are still at school, aren't you?
Yes, it's going to be my last year at school. After finishing it, I'm going to university, I hope.
And you are going to spend your last summer holidays with us working? And how about trips, entertainment, and hanging out with friends?
Well, I...
What I mean is that I want to be sure you won't give up your job just because you've got bored or your plans have changed.
Yes, I understand.
By the way, what sort of career are you going to pursue? If you are talking about university, you've already chosen what you want to do in later life, have you?
Yes, my ambition is a career in robotics.
Right. It sounds ambitious. Decades ago, everyone wanted to be pilots and sailors. Now it's computing and robotics. I'm afraid soon we'll stop hiring people and only robots will be working in our pizzeria.
It's quite probable, actually. Robotics is developing very fast. There are already machines that are able to do simple jobs, and for your pizzeria too.
Are there?
Yes, and I have an idea to design a special mechanical hand that can set and clear the tables.
Oh, sounds interesting. But we'll have to talk about your innovative ideas later, okay? Now, let's get down to business.
Right.
You will be delivering pizza to our customers. Only the orders within our neighbourhood. Are you good at riding a bicycle?
No, I think it was 5 years ago when I last rode a bike. Why?
Because delivering pizza by bike is easier and quicker.
Oh, I think I can get back my cycling skills quickly, and I can borrow a bike from my cousin. He has switched to jogging and doesn't need it anyway.
No need. We'll provide you with a bicycle. Do you do any sport at all?
Yes, I play tennis regularly. I have even taken part in a few tennis tournaments and took third prize twice.
Good. Your working day starts from 10 a.m. If you come a bit earlier, you can have your breakfast here. We provide it for free for all our employees. It is served from 9 till 10 a.m. So if you come later, then sorry, no breakfast for you.
I've got it.
In your CV, you wrote that you need a job for July, August, and 2 weeks in September only, right?
Well, my plans have changed a bit. We are going for a trip in early September, so...
Yes, I understand. From the 1st of July till the 31st of August. Will that do?
Yes, it's the perfect time for me.
OK. Now about your payment and other conditions.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.